do you want for your bet?
What's Thomas going to have for his bet, please?
Tea.
Tea?
You, Dada.
Okay, I could do this soup, please. Right, it's downstairs. Thank you, downstairs. That's it.
Like this?
Start the newspaper. Oh, good boy. Good boy.
Blue!
Blue?
Lemon?
Yes?
Peas!
Are you looking at the tea towel? No, they're cherries, not peas. Let's have a look at it. Grapes, apples, lemons, pears, blackberries, strawberries, cherries, and plums. Can you tell me what they are? No, you're not going to tell me what they are. Right, come on, let's get you changed, and then you can have your breakfast. She's outside. Birdie's outside in the sunshine because it's a beautiful morning this morning, isn't it? Thomas, leave the light alone. Little Tinker. Hey! Bye. Gummity. Bye. Gum. Let's turn you around.
Lemon?
Yes?
No.
Down, well, you can get down soon through changing nappy. Look at this rash, Thomas, on your tummy and your legs. It's getting worse, isn't it? Has he got little spots all on his tummy and his legs?
Oh dear.
Yes, and they're on your arms, look. And on your chest and your chin. Little dotty spotties.
Okay. Like this?
Little dotty spotties on your skin.
Like this? Like this? Like this?
It's cotton wool. There we are. Let's wipe you down. Oh dear, you sound tired. Are you tired?
Dips, drop, drop.
Chips and chalk, chalk. You can't be too tired if that's what you're thinking about. It's quite early in the morning.
Nana! Nana!
No, Nana's not here. And you're going to see Grandma and Grandad Bealby today, aren't you?
Nana, look! She's got a walk.
No, Daddy's not at work. Daddy's upstairs. Daddy's
probably...
Yes? You're making noises. Daddy's probably going to go and have a big bath in a few moments.
Lemon?
Yes. You're making noises with your lips. Oh, that's a nice tune. Does that feel nice? Mm-hmm. Does it feel nice doing that?
Not nice.
Not nice. Well, look, if you're playing music, how about ringing these bells? Some hand bells there.
I do.
I do. What's she doing? Shaking the bells? Are you ringing the bells?
Order!
Order. Too early in the morning to play music, isn't it? Because we've got a busy day today, haven't we?
No.
We have. We've got to go after breakfast. We've got to go on a car ride. What do you say when you're in the car? What does Thomas say when he's in the car?
See, see. Dips, Nana.
Did you go in the car yesterday with Grandma and Grandad to the chip shop at lunchtime?
Wash and down.
That's right, you had some chips. And then you asked for a wash and down, didn't you? To have a wash and get out of your high chair. And then Grandma said, would you like a sleep? And you got straight onto the sofa and fell asleep, didn't you?
No.
Because you'd had a busy morning and you had a full tummy. You're very lucky when Grandma and Grandad come, because that's the only time you ever go to the chip shop, isn't it?
Mum, no, Dad.
Yes, in the
chip shop.
In the car with Grandad at the chip shop.
Mama, chip shops. Chips.
Were they hot? And what did Grandma say? Well, she blew on them because they were hot, but did she say, quick, quick, Thomas, we're in a rush. Were you in a rush to get them?
No.
No.
This
is your nappy, I'm just about to put it on.
This and this.
It's your nappy.
Lemon.
You've got to have something at the sides to keep it on. It's got little sticky tabs. There we are. A nice, clean, fresh boy now, aren't you? Hmm? Is he a nice, clean, fresh boy?
No.
No? Oh. So I've just washed you.
Me
home. And put powder on and a clean nappy and a clean vest. And you don't feel fresher. I think what we'll do, Thomas, we'll put your sleep suit back on until after breakfast. Because if we dress you in the clothes you're wearing, you probably smell something a little.
Hello?
Yes? Were you jumping on the table? Be careful. And anyway, Mummy hasn't ironed what you're wearing yet, so you can't put it on. Come on. No, leave the light alone. Oops, Daisy. Did you trip?
No, trip.
You tripped?
Yeah.
Did Thomas trip?
No.
What did he do?
Bump.
You bumped? You bumped yourself, did you? Excuse me? Taking things out of my pocket. That's a plastic bag that Mummy put in a pocket so that when we changed your nappy, I had something to put it in. It's not very helpful if you take it out of my pocket and throw it on the floor, is it?
No, no, no.
No, no, no.
Not that.
No, leave it, because what would Daddy say? Yes, he would, wouldn't he?
Nana.
Yes, and Nana would tell you off as well. What are you doing, tapping your hand? Is that what Nana would do? Would she tap your hand if you'd done something naughty?
No.
I don't think she does really, does she?
And Nana.
Oh, Grandad as well. Well, I suggest you don't do anything naughty then, Thomas. Because it sounds like there's a long line of people waiting to get you.
No, Dad. And then...
Yes. Listen to your high chair now.
No.
Yes.
No.
Down? Well, I'll let you down, but you can't have your breakfast, can you, until you're sitting in your high chair? Thank you. Is that one with plastic bag?
It is.
That's the dirty napkin.
Baby shoes, posters.
Baby shoes, posters. Are they your red slippers?
No. Ellen?
Yes,
ma'am. I know how this
That's your cupboard. What's inside the cupboard? Lots of boxes.
Mum, Nana.
Yes, that's the box that your new helicopter came in. Shall we find it?
Mum.
Where is it? Here it is. It's your new helicopter, isn't it?
Nana.
Did Nana give you that yesterday? I think it was from Daddy, actually, not Nana. But you got it when Nana was here, didn't you? Yeah. If you're on that chair, just sit, please. Just sitting, no climbing. Sit still. So pop your legs under the table. Good boy. Thomas. Okay.
Mother drop.
Oh dear, did the pilot fall out of the helicopter when he tipped it up?
Man down.
Yes, we were watching some men with a truck the other day, weren't we? But that little man's a man inside your helicopter.
No. Truck.
It was a dirty truck, was it? There we are. Mummy's poured herself a cup of tea.
Mum,
is that the sound of the helicopter?
Mum. Juice.
You like some juice?
No, not. Mummy.
Yes.
Mummy.
Are you talking about Mummy and Nana in the car? Because you usually say mum when you mean the car, don't you?
Yeah, mum.
When Grandad came to pick Mummy up from work last night, Mummy sat in the front seat, and that's why Grandma normally sits in Grandad's car, isn't it? Grandad was driving in the front, and you were sitting in your car seat at the back. And Mummy got in and sat at the front next to Grandad in Grandma's chair, didn't she?
The leg move. Hello? Move. What?
You're telling me the colours of the helicopter, yellow, blue and white. And what about the propeller at the front?
Gold.
That's red. And what about the helmet on the pilot?
Hat.
His hat, what colour is his hat?
Blue.
No, it's not blue. What colour?
Green.
Green, that's right.
Bow.
Yes, what's on this morning? We're going to have to tape it because we can't watch it. On to Mabel and Pippin.
Maybe.
Hey, want some juice?
Oh, dear, poo, juice.
Yes, Mummy's just spilled some orange on herself, hasn't she? Thomas, Mummy's going to the door now. Mummy's taking these bags to the door.
No.
Do you see these white bags?
What? What little bag?
There we are, there are two white bin bags there.
What?
Well, we've put some plants in them, haven't we? One's to go to Romania.
And then mum.
Yes, it'll be going in an aeroplane.
Truck.
It might be a truck as well. It's for babies in the orphanage. Mm-hmm. Is it going for some babies?
And then?
Yes.
Or do you do it and then?
Yes, and I spoke to you some myself. It doesn't matter. It can sponge off. And then we've got another bag as well, haven't we, that's going to the charity shop?
No.
No. Do you not remember folding up all the clothes to go inside last night?
No.
No.
And then?
Well, I'm going to the front door now to take
you. And then?
Yes. Will you be careful climbing on the chair?
No.
That's right, get up. Just sit down. Good boy.
Oh, then you drink a deal.
Yeah. That's right, you drink your juice. Right, so let's get you in your high chair now for some cornflakes and toast. We've got to be quick this morning, haven't we?
Chop chop. And then chop chop.
Chop chop. That's all you ever want, Thomas.
Chop. Oh yeah.
There you are, try some cornflakes instead.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's go into your seat now.
Baby chair! Come here!
Baby's chair, that's right, yeah? Well, you've got to sit there to eat your food. You can sit on the big chair when you're playing with things on the table, but... you're too small to sit there for me.
Yay!
Come on, you can put your helicopter on your tray.
Baby chair!
Baby chair! No, you can't sit in this chair.
Baby chair!
This isn't a baby's chair, it's a big boy's chair. This is the chair where we sit for meals. don't you? But why? You've got to have breakfast. You've got to have breakfast, and you can only eat breakfast in this church, can't you? Oh, what a face. What a face. What a face. No! It's a high chair, it's for little boys as well. And for big boys.
Lily.
You're not a baby now, you're a big
boy. Lily.
It's Purdy. Thomas, don't squeal at her. Now leave her in the bell. Come on now. got some special bread this morning for toast.
What was this?
Look, do you remember this orange bread?
No.
The bread with oranges and lemons. You liked it the last time we had this. I'm going to put some in the toaster. And put some butter on it.
Lemon.
You need to pop a bib on, don't you?
Bib. Pop bib.
A pop bib, a red bib.
Lemon. Hold up. Shoot, Dad. Lemon. Dad, babies.
No, Daddy's not asleep. I think he's upstairs, either working or having a shower. He's not sleeping, is he? Because he was out of bed when we were there.
Lee, poo, Dad. Dad, poo. Babies.
Is that what he's doing, do you think? What do you think Daddy's doing?
Ooh.
Doing wee-wees. Well, you might very well be.
Yeah, boo.
Yes, Birdie's come back now, hasn't she?
Yeah, boo.
Come on, Puss. You eat your breakfast, there it is. There we are, she likes that. It's chicken. It's not nice for us to eat, but it's nice for Purdy to eat. She enjoys it. We wouldn't like it if we ate it, but Purdy does.
Much potato. And then there's this, and then there's this. Lily. Two order.
What's all done?
Two order. Now the babies. Lily. Order. Two. Two order.
Sue all done. We haven't seen Sue this morning, have we?
Sue.
We've not seen Sue this morning. Thomas, what do you say?
Gotcha.
No, you say excuse me when you make noises like that.
Pop, pop.
Pop, pop, that's right, the bread's in the toaster now. Manage there. Is that nice? I think we'll dress you into shorts and t-shirts this morning, Thomas.
No.
But it's a very sunny day. It's nice and warm. And you're going to be warm sitting in the car, aren't you? So if we put shorts and t-shirt on you, can you take a little cardigan or a jacket? And then we'll take a complete new set of clothes. Some long trousers. And then if it's not so warm, we can change it. Can't we?
The bed! The book!
Oh dear. idea what's happened to the toast. It didn't go top, did it?
Ellen?
Yes, Mum? Are you going to sit up here for your toast? Thomas? Do you want to sit back there for your toast? Where's your plate, Winnie the Pooh?
Ellen?
Yes?
Mum, I'm going to the bowl. No! Oh. And then, bow,
bow, bow, bow, bow,
the door.
Birdie's at the door. You mustn't touch it, Thomas. Let's go. Let's go. I'll open the door. There we are.
Where's
Dad? He's gone outside in the sun. It's a nice morning though for it to be outside, isn't it?
Baby chair.
Will you go in the baby chair? Come on, you go in the baby chair and have some toast.
The baby chair!
You want to go in the baby chair? It's a baby chair, it's a high chair. It's a nice chair. I wish I had a chair like that to sit in. May I have a look at tray? Got bunny rabbits on the cover.
Hello?
And you really can't reach the table very well when you're sitting on one of Mummy's chairs, can you?
No.
No. Makes much more sense to be in this chair.
Girl.
Got a mouthful of food, you can't talk. But anyway, that's up to you, Thomas. You sit wherever as long as you eat your breakfast quickly. Oh dear, Mummy's just spilt some tea now, hasn't she? This delicious orange bread.
Oh, deep pop.
Do you want to sit in the other chair? When we go to Grandma and Grandad's, you've got to sit in the high chair.
No.
Yes, you have.
Lily, again!
You're going to see Grandad. You're going to have to be a good boy when you see Grandma and Grandad. Aren't you?
No. A more chocolate.
No, you mustn't ask them for chocolate, Thomas. Well, that's not the grandma that gives you chocolate, is it?
No.
Is the toast nice?
No. But... and more pop. More pop.
More pop?
No pop.
No, the toaster won't be popping now because we haven't put any bread in it, have we? You're still eating your cornflakes. Just sit still. Sit still, Thomas.
Go on, if you're sitting in a big chair, you've got to sit in one place. Otherwise, you're back in your high chair. Go on. You can't wander around with food.
A big Jewish.
Mummy's finished now. You sit back in that chair. Mummy's going to go and butter some more toast now. Yes. This is orange bread.
Orange?
Bread made with oranges.
Rosemary.
More juice. Yes. Only thought she could hear a buzzing sound. Thought perhaps there might be a wasp.
Is it?
She can't see anything.
No.
No. Could you hear the buzz, buzz, buzzing?
And then.
Yeah. Is that what it is? The buzzing coming from your beaker of juice? It is, isn't it? It's air trapped in.
Oh no!
I thought it was a wasp.
Juice!
It's noisy, isn't it?
And then. It's juice. And then. That's juice. And then choo-choo's.
You're playing with your choo-choo train now. Climbing up onto the chair.
Upside juice.
Yes, it's a good job it's got a tight lid on it, that fruit juice, isn't it? Right, come along, eat some more toast, Thomas. Be quick. Would you like some fruit?
Yeah. Yeah, no, 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 no. No, no. Mm-hmm. Got the juice.
Thomas, will you sit down and eat your breakfast?
Sure.
Sit down and eat your breakfast.
And then?
That's a good boy. You can still play with your trains, but you must eat some food. You're not being a good boy this morning, are you, really? Mm. the train hitting the helicopter pilot? It's not very friendly, is it?
No,
I don't think the train... Oh dear, has it tipped up?
A bubble, oh dear.
Help, help, oh dear, what's happened? Has the train tipped up?
The motor was tipping.
Yes.
Choo
choo's hitting the fruit juice. I don't think the driver at the train is very good, is he? Because he keeps hitting things. He keeps driving the train into things and crashing.
Yeah. No. Juice.
That's right, you drink some juice and eat some more toast. I'm going to peel an apple and you can eat an apple, can't you? And then Mummy must do some ironing.
No,
I won't touch it. I'll just use the handle and use it properly and safely on the ironing board. You mustn't touch the iron though, must you? It's very hot. Get some more toast, Thomas.
More juice.
That's about more toast. You're going to be hungry later on, aren't you?
More juice. More juice.
Come and sit back down here. Come on, finish your food. What's the matter? What's the matter, Thomas?
The audio. See you, Lennon.
Bye-bye, Thomas. You going somewhere? What are you doing behind me? You put your head down. You're very tired, aren't you?
No.
You're not tired. Thomas? What are you doing? Thomas, what are you doing? Are you going to sleep?
No.
Oh, I see. Is that why you've gone quiet? What are you doing? All right. When you finish, we'll change you again.
here. What are you doing, Thomas? Are you dressing yourself?
No.
Come on, shall we get you changed again? Come on, let's get you changed. And then you can finish the apple, can't you?
No.
You're getting very good at undressing yourself, aren't you?
Yeah.
You know how to do poppers and zips. I don't think you're quite so good with buttons, but you seem to know how to do everything else, don't you?
Yeah.
Come on. Let's get you changed again, Tamsin. Chairs this morning, haven't you?
Chairs.
Chairs.
Lay down.
Yeah, well, choo-choo, so let's just lay down. Oops, and get you changed.
Lily?
Yes. The juice, all done. What's the matter? You're laughing. What's that you're holding? Baby lotion? Yes? What,
darling?
No, don't touch that, Thomas.
Mummy?
Will you lie still, please? Lie still. Good boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
No.
Can't get down yet.
Wash her down.
That's why I'm washing you, but you can't get down until we're finished. Can you? That's what we're trying to do, get you washed and down.
Wash her down.
Wash her down.
Wash her down.
Shall we fill this with water? Fill that with warm water.
No.
Oh, and we've got your sponge and some soap, haven't we? Oh, this is a proper wash this morning.
Wash. Lemon.
Yes?
This.
That's an empty box of wipes.
No.
It's a container that the wipes were in.
Babies.
Baby wipes. Baby wipes.
Lemon.
Can you tell Mummy who's on the picture on the box?
Babies.
A baby.
What? Yes. What?
You've got a little friend who's a baby. You've got three baby friends. You've got Georgia, Jake's sister, and you've got Abigail, Auntie Val and Uncle Stuart's baby, and then you've got Joe's baby, Becky. Although Becky's not really a baby anymore, Thomas, is she? Because she's a year old next month.
Lemon.
But I think because she's... Oh, you're wearing the box on your head as a hat, are you?
No.
I think because you see her in a pram and a baby a car seat, you think she's a lot younger than you, don't you? Oopsie-daisy.
Oopsie-box
falling on the floor.
Be back.
Watch your dog fall on the floor. You lie still. No big splash. No, it's not a big splash. This is just a wash, isn't it?
Lemon.
A nice wash to freshen you up.
Lemon.
Yes. This is your face cloth. Who's it got on the corner?
Bash.
Winnie the Pooh, you're trying to dip your hands in the bowl. Well, you can do that later, can't you?
Let's just get your nappy on you first. I don't think getting up very early in the morning suits you, Thomas, do you?
And this?
This is your face cloth.
And then wash her down.
Wash her down. We'll try and not keep lying down, Thomas, please.
And then?
Keep lying down, that's it. Oh, you should feel lovely after this, shouldn't you?
No.
No, you should do. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? You've got a grubby little face this morning as well.
No.
You have. Who's that upstairs?
The babies.
Babies?
Daddy.
I think it's Daddy, yes. Are you going to shout hello to Daddy?
Lily.
Yes.
And this?
That's the baby powder.
Oh, babies.
Babies.
Bye-bye. Sister. One then. Sister. Sister.
See Joe?
See. Oh, but.
Oh, dear. Did you drop the talcum powder? It's good you had the lid was on.
Poof. Oh, dear. Poof. Poof. Oh, dear. Beep.
But it smells nice, baby powder, doesn't it?
Well done.
It smells nice, Tom.
Well done.
Well done. Oh, well, Mummy needs it in the room, doesn't she? You keep lying down. Oh, dear.
I'm wondering.
Oh, dear. What's your wriggly piggly?
I'm wondering here.
What's your wriggly piggly baby? Oh, come along now. Thomas, just please lie still. You have a look at that book. You have a look at that while you're lying still.
And this? And this?
Dodgy's book.
There's a book.
You have a look at that and tell Mummy what it's all about. Some more powder on you. It's not long that we did this, is it? Not long since we did this at all.
And then I'm always in it.
Hey, what do you want? The horse. Daddy,
yeah.
Could you throw me a nappy downstairs, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And this?
Here we are.
Sit up. Dad. And this?
Daddy threw a nappy down. Right, let's get you all tucked in again.
Oh, Daddy! Oh, Daddy!
Are you saying hello to Daddy? Yeah. There we are. Look, for the second time today, we've got a nice, clean, fresh boy, haven't we?
No.
No. I wonder how long this is going to last. Hmm? Well, you've still got to have your teeth brushed, haven't you?
No.
And try to wash his everywhere else. Brush your teeth. That's right, yes. Are you putting your fingers in your mouth?
No.
Is that where the toothbrush goes?
Mama, chop, chop. Lily?
Yes?
Chop, chop, Mama.
That's right, yes. After you've had chocolate, you have to have your teeth brushed, don't you?
Chop, chop, Mama. Bye. Chop, chop, bye, Mama.
Chop-chop in Nana's bag. You won't be seeing that Nana now, though, for a week, will you?
Did she give you some Smarties yesterday? Some Smarties?
No.
No?
Alden Chuck-Chuck.
Alden Chuck-Chuck. Alden Chuck-Chuck for another week.
Alden Chuck-Chuck, Nana.
There we are. Mummy's just going to move these bowls and things. Right, down you go.
Oh!
Oh! Good boy. Thank you.
And then?
Now, you've been a clever boy having that, Dylan, haven't you? Hasn't he been a clever boy?
All done.
All done. All done.